Welcome to this week's episode of the Robo Falcons podcast, the official podcast of the Frost Robo Falcons. I am your host, Jason, mentor here, handle the podcast and the presentations and things. And then my co-host is, of course, Asher.
Good to be back.
We just got done seeing the video for the new game, Into the Deep. I'm joined here. We've broken up into teams to kind of discuss things. Representing our mechanical team today is Asher.
Hello.
Representing our chassis team is Owen.
Hello.
Representing our imagery team is Akshara. And representing our strategy team is Ben.
Guten Tag.
All right. So, Into the Deep, guys. It's a game that's sort of rooted in the underwater, although there's not really any kind of water element, which would be difficult, I would imagine. Yeah. You know, water, electricity.
We can just use FRC. Just use distilled water. It doesn't conduct electricity.
Distilled water doesn't conduct electricity.
Or sawn pump.
I don't know if that's 100% true.
Don't test it.
Yeah.
We'll
figure that out a different day. So I guess we'll start with what are your overall impressions of the game?
I think it's a pretty interesting concept for the game, especially because, like, so there are these two elements. We have samples and clips. If you put a clip onto a sample, it becomes a specimen, and that can be used to score more points, which I think is really interesting.
Okay. Owen, what do you think about it?
I think it's a very interesting game because it's very vertical. You're not really going a lot horizontally, but you're going very high, and I think that puts a lot of, you need to be very stable.
Actually, what do you think?
I think the concept is very open to, like, a lot of themes for imagery, and also I think that a lot of the point values are very low, so a penalty will, like, hurt your team a lot.
Okay. Ben?
I think that it's a very hard game because it's not as complicated as last year's Center Stage, but there's just so much things that you have to do to score, and it's really hard if you're a newer team, but we should be able to figure it out, but we're going to have to put in a lot of hours to do stuff like hang on the top bar, which you have to, like, go on to the first bar and then the second bar, and it's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm. And if you haven't seen, for the listeners out there, if you haven't seen a description of the game, you can go to the first website and actually view the video of the reveal that we watched, or just search Into the Deep FTC. What's that?
Reveal video.
Yeah, reveal video, Into the Deep reveal video, and you'll be able to see what we're talking about as far as the game goes. Like I said, we've broken up into teams to kind of tackle the different portions of, you know, what we need to accomplish to get to where we need to in order to be able to compete. So let's start with you as far as what have you guys been working on? What are your initial thoughts on what you guys are going to be doing with the chassis build?
So we've been kind of working on what kind of chassis do we want. And so we were kind of thinking about it, and the mechanical team has kind of told us they want a very small chassis, which means it's going to be kind of hard to do stability. And they want, like, a smaller chassis because the pieces are actually really small, and so hopefully they can fill those mechanisms into a small area. And also, you've kind of been thinking about how with cranes, they have those things that come out to make it more stable. We're thinking of having something similar to that go in the fourth direction so that we don't tip over while we're scoring.
Interesting. I had never even thought of that. It's a great idea. So then I guess we'll piggyback to mechanical now. Asher, what kind of mechanical things have you guys been discussing?
So basically what we're thinking of is we're thinking of, like, a main idea for scoring. And since it's very vertical based, we thought we could just use, like, one main arm that can go up and have these different functions. Maybe it could hang, maybe it could score pieces. But that's really going to be the main weight with this robot. It's not going to be, like, the base at all. But, like, if we have a very tall structure, then we're going to need a decently supported base to have it not fall over.
From a strategy standpoint, Ben, what have you guys been discussing in terms of how we should approach scoring points?
Well, there's really two different ways that you would get to score. You either just use the samples, I'm pretty sure is what they're called.
Samples.
Where you pick them up and then you put them in either the top or the bottom basket. Of course, the top is going to be take a little bit more time, but gives twice the points. Or we might want to go the approach of clipping them, bringing the samples into the human player area, and then they will clip them, and then we hang them up on top, which it gives more points, but it takes a lot longer to do. So, and we're also looking at the rules, and people are asking us questions so they can be doing the right stuff on their side without breaking the rules.
And which we haven't really, you know, we saw the game 2 hours ago at this point. So we're sort of just now kind of figuring out what the rules are all about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What I mentioned before, the title is Into the Deep. It's based on kind of an underwater theme and underwater ecology. What things imagery-wise, Akshara, have you've been discussing?
We've been discussing a lot of like deep sea creature themes, like and like an anglerfish or something like that. But the issue with a lot of those ideas is because most fishes have like a dome shape, but with I forgot what the material we use is, but it's like a thick plastic and would be a bit hard to like round out. So that's like an issue we have. But there are some ideas we can have like more of a blocky shape.
Are there any other than the anglerfish? Are there any kind of you know, undersea elements that you would want to incorporate or have been talking about?
Well, like you know how some of, like, deep-sea creatures, they have, like, a little light sticking out of their mm-hmm. head? That could be used for, like, climbing or scoring points.
Okay. That's a good idea. So making maybe the hook mechanism that we're talking about in order to climb into a decorative piece as well, like the lights you would see on the anglerfish. That's an interesting idea. I didn't even think about that. Asher, from a mechanical standpoint, what sort of roadblocks have you guys run into as far as designing the mechanisms to do these things?
So what our main concern right now is probably going to be weight, because since we have to get so high, we have to have like a mechanism that can get that high, which is going to be pretty bulky. But then also if we have a lot of weight distributed all the way up, but not like anything to sort of balance it out at the bottom, make it stable, it could potentially tip over.
So you want to have the center of gravity be much lower than, much lower to the ground than up high.
Yes. Like, I'm thinking maybe we could add some sort of like a ballast of some kind.
Okay. And from a chassis standpoint then, you had talked about the feet kind of extending out as stabilizers to keep it still.
So we kind of saw one of our earlier designs that we had for last year, Center Stage, where there's kind of this thing at the front that would like go like slide out and then slide back in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking maybe something like that.
Okay.
So like as you're extending it out to score the pixels, no, not pixels, samples or whatever you decide to score, you would have that extend out, and it would hopefully have the base kind of be bigger, allowing for it to not tip over. Because otherwise, with the small chassis we're going for, it would probably tip over.
So then, Ben, strategy-wise, obviously the point is to score these things into the baskets, but we've also got endgame. So endgame, you know, we're hanging on the bar. The maximum you can get is 30 points this year as opposed to last year, which I believe the maximum last year was like 60 points.
No, I think it was 50.
50?
Yeah. Zone one drone and hang.
Yep. So it was 50 points, which is a big amount of points to really swing the balance of the match right at the end. This one, not so much. How would we be able to mitigate scoring points but not being able to score as many in endgame?
Well, in wait, so what
do you think our focus should be, you know, more scoring in the baskets or having the clips put on the elements and scoring them on the rack?
I personally think that scoring at this point, I think that scoring the samples into the baskets might be a better option because it would just take so much time to get the samples over to the human player area and then put the clips on and then hang it back up, opposed to just grabbing the samples and putting them in the basket.
Like, making specimens would take a lot of practice to actually make efficient. Like, last year, we had to do a ton of driving practice to, like, really get it down. If we're gonna try and go for specimens, I have a feeling that that same thing might happen.
So speaking of last year, we had these big pit boards that had all kinds of superhero themes on them, Iron Man, Spider-Man, different things like that. And we were obviously going to have pit boards this year as well, pit board this year as well, Akshara. What kinds of things do you think we should put on the pit board? Any ideas you guys have kicked around yet?
We haven't really talked about pit boards yet, but obviously we would include like pictures of people doing like community service, volunteering, that sort of stuff, and like just talking about our robot and pictures of how we've worked on the robot throughout the year.
What kind of color scheme do you think you guys are sort of leaning toward? Have you discussed that part yet?
Not really.
No, just more kind of the underwater theme itself and deciding what type of maybe creatures you want to include?
Yeah.
Okay. Any personal favorites? Any favorite underwater creatures?
Starfish.
That's pretty good. A starfish would be nice. Maybe a picture of Patrick Starfish from Fun Run. That's what we should do. That's it. That's the plan. We're making a Patrick robot.
Yep. SpongeBob is square. We could use him.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
We could do a SpongeBob one. Yeah. That's underwater.
And it's square.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. Maybe you should be on her team.
Yeah.
Maybe. Nah. I like Dave Mechanical.
Squids are really cool, though.
Squids are cool.
Yeah.
Squids are.
Too bad we can't have multiple arms.
Yeah.
That would be neat to do.
I mean, we can maybe have, like, little tentacles coming out.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's a thought process.
Eight arms is a lot of work for mechanical. I don't think you want that all.
No.
That would be way too much.
Yes.
Fair enough. All right. So then just to kind of wrap things up here, what do you hope we'll be able to do in the next couple weeks? You know, as far as getting things done, like what are your goals for mechanical?
I'm hoping that we can get some sort of stable idea on how we're going to like utilize the main arm.
Mm-hmm.
So like how we're gonna effectively use the arm, I guess.
Yeah, whether you're using it just for scoring or climbing as well.
Yeah.
What kind of goals do you, short-term goals do you guys have?
Figure out like a easy way for it not to tip over, like have that grand idea work. Also, I was thinking having some sort of way to push something would be nice.
Oh yeah. Cause there's an element of being able to push pieces into a section of the field as well. Have you guys from a strategic standpoint thought of anything for that yet?
Well, you can really only have one scoring element at once, and it probably wouldn't make that much sense to go over there and just get 3 points when you could get 8 points putting it up in the basket.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, but I'm saying if, like, first putting, like, a sample to become a specimen, I feel like a push would probably work better than have to grab it with the mechanism.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If you do end up going that route.
Mm-hmm. So from a short-term, short goal standpoint, what kinds of goals do you have?
Well, we just want to explore the rule book, make sure we know pretty much all the important stuff, because there's a crazy amount of information. There's 142 pages, I think, of just all this stuff, and we got to make sense, see what would apply, because a lot of it is more important than other things, and also answer the other teams, the other sections' questions. If they have a question on the rules, we'll just answer it for them by looking in the book.
Any kind of short-term goals for the imagery team?
We mostly have to wait for our mechanical to get to a certain point to actually start designing the robot, but more ideas are always great.
Okay, excellent. I love it. And of course, as we always do at the end of this podcast, we always answer the question, what does gracious professionalism mean to you? Ben, I'm going to start with you.
Okay, so gracious professionalism is having a competitive attitude, but still caring more about the other teams and everyone having fun.
Excellent. Akshara, what does it mean to you?
I think it's helping out other teams when they need it. Even if you're going to go against them in a later game, I think it's important to always help others.
Owen?
Being competitive in a kind and respectful way.
Okay. Ash?
You're into the aspect of like the competition. You're there, you're fighting to get to the top rank, but also you're all there to have fun. You should all just help each other get through, and it's going to be a much better time if you do that.
Great. I like it. Well, guys, thanks for all being here. I look forward to an excellent season. This is just the beginning of it. There's going to be so much more that we're going to have to do, but so much more fun we're going to have as well. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us.